We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in particular looking at the theoethics, the psychoethics, which is to learn how to apply it to ourselves, and the socioethics as to how it then reflects to others. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, تَقَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be known as Abdullah, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be able to try our best to reflect these qualities. In Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ عَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. We're looking at the 90th attribute today, which is Al-Mani'. It ends with an Ayn, and you may say Al-Mani'u, but it's Al-Mani'. And Al-Mani' is one of Allah's attributes, which is derived from Man' or Man'a, which is the opposite of giving or granting. It also means to protect, to stop one thing from harming another, or one group of people from annihilating another. Mana'a is used to describe the defense of a house, a fortified fortress against an enemy. In essence, it means to protect and support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to stop the causes of annihilation or deficiency in both creed and body. He wards off evil to protect and safeguard. He stops giving to whomsoever He pleases in order to try or to protect them. He gives life to whomsoever He loves or does not love, but He does not grant the bliss of the hereafter except to those whom He loves. Now, so in essence, in a nutshell, Allah is the one who averts harm from His creation. If you were to think, who is Al-Mani'u? Immediately what needs to come to mind is one who protects, who averts harm. But we must remember that He protects and supports those who voluntarily obey Him, who attach themselves to Him. Let's first look at a Quranic reference before we go any further. Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, Ayah 43. He says, أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَٰهَةٌ تَمْنَعْهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا. Do they have gods who can defend them against us? لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرًا أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُسْحَبُونَ. They shall not be able to assist themselves, nor shall they be defended from us. By extension, that means that the only defender, the only averter of harm is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, creation is unable to do, yet we do not understand this. We wish, we will, we try to obtain that which we wish and will. Our wishes are endless. Our plans, our calculations, our efforts to obtain what we wish are boundless. But the fulfillment of those wishes depends on many circumstances. We don't obtain everything we wish and work for. The causes that produce the things we desire and bring them into being for us depend on the manifestation of Al-Wahhab, the one who bestows. When our wishes are not fulfilled, it's a manifestation of Allah's attribute, Al-Mani', the preventer. Because although Al-Khabir is aware of our wishes, and Al-Ghani has infinite treasuries containing what we wish, and Al-Kareem does not withhold what we wish, and Al-Qadir is able to procure it, to get it for us instantly, it is Al-Mani' who prevents, enable to protect. We must try and understand how all these are interlinked. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah 216, Allah says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It may be that you dislike a thing while it is good for you, وعفى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم. And it may be that you love a thing while it is evil for you. والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. And Allah knows while you do not know. So mani'u is also one who prevents, to enable, to be able to protect. It's as if there were a perfect dad who was loving and protective to his children. Wise, rich, generous and kind, not only to his children and his family, but to everyone. If he prevents one of his children from eating too much, or from eating something that was not good for them, or from playing with a dangerous toy, we cannot call him lacking in compassion, or we cannot call him stingy. He prevents the child from having or doing something with the thought of what was best for that child. And Allah's wisdom and compassion is infinitely superior to the most compassionate of parents. Now, one of the ways to be able to apply this in our lives, besides keeping away from that which is prohibited, by being able to protect others from that which is prohibited, is to surround ourselves with those who protect themselves by prevention. Let me give you an example that may help. There was a woman once who came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and says, and was crying, and she says, one of my little ones has climbed up a water spout. When I call him, he won't come to my hand, and if I leave him, I'm afraid he'll fall to the ground. Come quickly. He just doesn't come to me. And he isn't old enough to understand if I try to warn him. Please come and help me. I'm so scared that harm is going to come to him. And Ali alayhi salam told her, take another child up to the roof. When your little one will see someone his own age, he will come onto the roof quickly from the water spout to the other child. And that's exactly what the woman did. And when the infant saw the other child, he turned his face towards him and came to the roof from the back of the water spout. Keep yourselves with like-minded people who prevent themselves from harm in order to be protected. Think about it. And by extension, that also means that we learn to avoid and avert harm to those near us as well, protecting them from harmful things. If you recite this name 161 times in the morning and in the evening, it will assist in relieving pain and fear. If you feel a lack of affection in a relationship, especially in a marriage relationship, then recite it silently when you are preparing to go to bed, when you're preparing to go to sleep, and inshallah, it will rekindle love. If one recites it during traveling, then it helps to avoid dangers and difficulties. And that's al-mani' or al-mani'u.